ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, March 17th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Applying for a job can feel like a game or a code that's hard to crack. There's a formula of keywords and best practices to present your skills. And increasingly, job seekers are turning to ChatGPT to help them improve their resumes, cover letters, and even help them prepare for interviews. So, is it cheating or just using the latest tools? Our personal tech reporter Anne-Marie Alcantara joins us to discuss after these headlines. TikTok CEO won't say whether the company's Chinese owners plan to sell their stakes in the video sharing app. But speaking with the Wall Street Journal this week, Shou Chu said the Biden administration's demand won't solve security concerns. Instead, he's pushing the company's plan to store American users' data in the U.S., something TikTok has dubbed Project Texas.
I do welcome feedback on what more, you know, what other risk we are talking about that is not addressed by this. To be frank, you know, so far, I haven't heard anything that cannot actually be solved by this.
The White House said earlier this week that if the Chinese founders don't sell their stakes, the app could face a possible ban in the U.S. Lawmakers have said TikTok poses a national security threat. They argue its owner, Beijing-based ByteDance, could be forced to use TikTok to spy or spread misinformation. South Korea has announced plans to create the world's largest semiconductor base over the next two decades. The country is looking to protect its position as a leader in the industry, as the U.S. and other countries take steps to bolster their own chip production. South Korea's Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy said this week that the new complex would be built near the capital, Seoul. It will be funded by electronics maker Samsung for the equivalent of around $228 billion. The plans are part of a broader strategy by South Korea's government to support private sector investments in strategic high-tech sectors, including semiconductors, displays, and batteries. Google has stopped selling the latest version of its smart eyewear. While the company did not announce why it halted the sale of Google Glass, the product has had issues since the release of its first prototypes back in 2013. Both consumers and regulators raised concerns about data collection and the potential for secret recordings. In a statement, Google said it will continue working on other augmented reality products. Turning to developments in artificial intelligence, Chinese search giant Baidu held a launch party yesterday for its ChatGPT rival, ErnieBot. The only thing missing? A live demo of ErnieBot itself. Baidu CEO Robin Li played a series of videos showing the chatbot answering questions about Chinese literature, solving math problems, and generating images. Here's Li at the event.
And we feel that it is not perfect yet. However, why we need to launch it today? Because we have huge demands in the market.
Like U.S. tech giants Microsoft and Google, Baidu relied on a series of pre-recorded videos in its demonstration. But that drew some criticism, since just 2 days before, OpenAI offered a real-time demo of its latest model, GPT-4. Our reporter Yoko Kubota explains why it's important for Baidu to get this right.
The company was considered one of the top players, tech players, years back, alongside Alibaba and Tencent. But the Baidu has fallen out of favor as its growth has stalled, and it has faced some scandals and key executives leaving over the years. So with that, Baidu has been trying to refashion itself as an AI company. They've been working on autonomous driving, cloud computing, and other areas. And now with the ChatGPT fever in the US, it's aiming to build a similar product.
Baidu said ErnieBot is available now to invited users. And speaking of AI chatbots, Microsoft is infusing the technology behind ChatGPT into its suite of workplace software, Microsoft 365. PowerPoint, Word, Excel, and Outlook will all get updated with new abilities. The company rolled out a generative AI version of its search engine Bing in February. But search is just a small part of Microsoft's business. Workplace software, by contrast, is a cornerstone. Microsoft said it's giving the tech to 20 customers initially and will roll out the new products more widely in the coming months. You didn't think we were done with AI stories yet, did you? Because after the break, we're going to learn how ChatGPT is helping some job seekers stand out in the hiring process and how potential bosses are reacting. Back in a minute.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Imagine you're a hiring manager looking to fill an open position, and every cover letter, resume, and writing test comes back with exactly the skills you need for the candidates. Maybe it's a super talented hiring pool, or maybe it's ChatGPT. Teachers, school districts, and universities have been worried about cheating since ChatGPT was released. Now, companies have concerns about job applicants, too. With me to discuss that is WSJ personal tech reporter Anne-Marie Alcantara. Hi, Anne-Marie. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me as always, Zoe.
I want to start with the job applicants. Who are the people who are using ChatGPT for their applications?
Yes, so some of the people who are using ChatGPT for their job application help include, you know, someone who's looking for a new job because of all the layoffs that are happening, as well as someone who's just like moving careers. And so they're using ChatGPT to tweak their resumes, help them prep for interview questions, and also get them through writer's block when you're writing that cover letter that, you know, is supposed to wow the recruiter or hiring manager.
Can you tell us about one of the people that you spoke to? How did they use ChatGPT in their application process?
Yes. So Ryan Stringham, who is a 31-year-old who lives in Utah, he was looking for a new job in product management. He used ChatGPT to help him get better at interview questions, tweak his cover letter, but he didn't tell anyone that he was using it when he was applying for roles. And even the job that he has since landed, they have no idea that he is ChatGPT. But he did tell me, you know, he obviously had to ace the interviews on his own and edit the cover letter himself. So it wasn't like ChatGPT did everything for him. He still had to prove himself.
So how easy is it to write, say, a cover letter or a resume using this? Because having tried it myself, I'm sure some listeners have tried it out. You're just asking kind of one question or another. So how do you get it to give you a polished looking response for a hiring manager?
So based on the conversations I had with people for this story, you really need to train and work with ChatGPT to make your cover letter or resume sound and look amazing. You have to feed it your existing resume, new skills you might have acquired or are in the process of acquiring. And you also need to feed it the job description that you're applying for. So you kind of feed ChatGPT all this information, and then you can start asking it, like, write me a sentence that describes my skills in writing and my skills in Photoshop.
What about from the side of the people doing the hiring? You know, first off, how are they spotting that some of these applicants are using ChatGPT? Is there a way to tell?
So one employer I spoke to who works at the company, Data Bento, she's the CEO. She told me she came across 5 applications and they all sounded similar. And so she put her writing test for the company into ChatGPT and got the same answer. And she was like, well, this makes sense.
Out of curiosity, how good were the tests that she was getting back from the applicants?
They were incredible based on her response. She said, you know, usually this writing test, people don't always pass it, and that's fine because it's, you know, about the journey, not just passing the test. But this one, people pass with flying colors. And that's what also made her, you know, in her brain being like, what's going on here? Why is everyone doing so well all of a sudden?
What was her reaction? And what have the reactions been of other companies that are finding applicants using this?
So she is trying to be technology forward with it and embrace it. She knows it's not going to go away. It's probably going to get even worse, if anything, with people using it more and more. And so now, like, the writing test does say you could use ChatGPT to help you with the process, but you need to put in a little more effort to make your application stand out. And other employers are figuring out how to allow applicants to use ChatGPT, but also making sure that they're not making the process even longer or the test longer, because then you're making the process just worse for everyone involved, the employer, the potential employee. And so it's a kind of an existential question right now for many employers. They think of, like, how much to embrace, how much not to embrace it, how do they deal with it?
Is it viewed by applicants or by the companies as cheating if you use ChatGPT?
In some cases, I do believe the employers believe it is cheating, because you're essentially assessing ChatGPT and not the applicant itself.
Right. I wonder, companies have been using AI when it comes to looking through their stack of potential candidates. Is this just flipping the tables on that? Now AI is on the side of the applicants instead of just the companies?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And it's fun to see it unfold in real time. Like, we just saw a new version of GPT released recently. And so we're going to keep seeing how people figure out the best ways to use this and game the system when the system has been being gamed against them.
I mean, there have been tools out there for a long time that job applicants can use, you know, templates from Google Docs or Microsoft. Why is this so much different from utilizing those?
Part of the issue that some employers are thinking about is, if ChatGPT writes an amazing cover letter of your skills and what you can do, is it still an accurate representation of who you are and, like, what you actually can do? Because it could really vary. Like, some people can come up with crazy and wonderful things to say about themselves with the help of ChatGPT. But if they can't actually do the job, then it's like, well, was it really helpful to have ChatGPT help you do this? Whereas Google Doc templates or Microsoft Office templates, those are just templates. You still have to, like, fill in the blanks yourself, come up with the writing. You have to do a lot more work.
Generative AI applications, that's the new world we're dealing with, I guess. That's our personal tech reporter, Anne-Marie Alcantara. Thanks for joining us, Anne-Marie.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for this week's Tech News Briefing. But before we go, a quick reminder that we want to hear your questions on generative AI. Want to know more about Baidu's new product, ChatGPT or Lensa? Interested to know how these AI programs work or what they're capable of? Email us a voice recording with your AI question to tnb@wsj.com or leave us a voicemail on 451-439-6482. We look forward to hearing from you. TNB's producer is Julie Chang. We had production assistance from Zoe Culkin. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Sinsley. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival, when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.